Hello and welcome to another episode of the Bored Indian. So today I'll be giving some common and uncommon tips while riding a bike, two-wheeler or a car, four-wheeler. So beginning with, while driving you need to press the clutch fully. You shouldn't press the clutch halfway, but you should press it full when you are changing the gears. Another important thing is, if you are taking a left turn or a right turn, the car or any vehicle in front of you, keep an eye on its wheels. If you can see that the wheel is turning of the car in front of you, it means that it is going to take the appropriate right turn or left turn. And you need to keep in mind before you are overtaking another vehicle. Another thing is, when you are riding, you have to ensure that you get a helmet of a proper size, or else most of the time you will be spending either adjusting it or either having it fall over your eyes or becoming a literal pain in the neck for you. Another thing which I can think of is, when you are riding at night, ensure that you are always riding on the appropriate side. Different countries have things like left riding or right riding. Accordingly, you should follow that and shouldn't just ride in the middle of the way. It might sound good and look good in movies and all, but in real life, it is not that comfortable on the wheels. And sometimes that you get a slightly bumpy feeling when you are riding right in the middle. Another thing is, if you are riding, ensure that you are not having any alcohol prior to or after riding. And ensure that nobody who is drinking or is actually sitting alongside you. Because even if as a passenger or even as a main pillion rider or a main rider, there's a chance that the person in front or the person who's drunk can fall off. And in both circumstances, it is possible. You might be just riding, you haven't had a drink. The guy behind you or the person behind you might have had a few, and then you're taking a turn and the other person falls off. That is also possible. And many times it has happened to many people all over the world. So take caution. Another thing that I could say is, whenever you are riding, ensure that you are dressed appropriately. And dressed appropriately means, if you are going on a long distance trip, you are dressed in riding gear or things that might help you protect you better, or if it is raining and you have dress that sort of reflects water, like a raincoat or something similar to a raincoat. And if it is summer, then you are also dressed properly. You can't wear a raincoat in summer, apart from it being completely annoying and you won't be feeling good while riding it. It ultimately just ruins the mood and you don't enjoy it anymore. There's also how to interact with people. When you're riding on a bike, most of the time, genuinely, if you make a mistake, just apologize and try to get out of the situation, or probably show enough concern and care. Most of the time, majority of the time, if you get into an accident, or if it is an accident and you haven't been over speeding or anything like that, the other person might just let you go if you show enough compassion and show that you are very concerned about the other person, his well-being, her well-being, and ensure that you are not overly simply jumping at the moment and ready to sort of call the police for this situation what has happened. It shouldn't be, apart from road rage is very common, you never know what kind of people you meet on the road. So ensure that you remain polite and behave accordingly. And one more thing is there, if you are on the road and you are in a situation where you don't know what to do, call the cops. Or if you see a cop, do not hesitate, do not get scared. Simply approach them and tell them you are having this issue and let them actually sort it out. Sometimes it has so happened that your car might break down in the middle of the road, or your bike might, or you might have gotten into an accident and then there's nobody nearby. A cop might as well just help you move the bike to the corner, or simply just call somebody who can towing vehicle or somebody else who can help you with the situation. So these are the few tips, and for riding, driving in general, they can be applied to both. Hope you have a good time, ride safely and take care. Bye.